the recent experience of Mrs. John Powers of Long Island may persuade you to. Here is what Mrs. Powers said.
A group of us decided to make a simple test. See if we actually could cut down stocking runs by Lux washing. We each took a pair of stockings, washed one regularly with Lux flakes. The other we rubbed with cake soap. Then we kept careful records of runs. We found Lux cut down on runs amazingly. The average was 72%.
Lux flakes do cut down runs because they save the elasticity of silk. Why not try this easy Lux way of getting longer wear from your hosiery? Start using Lux flakes tonight. And now, our producer, a man who for 25 years has been famous the world over for several of the greatest films in motion picture history. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. With their own romance, George Burns and Gracie Allen changed the movie formula of boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl, to girl meets boy, girl gets boy, girl loses her mind. Employed in a New Jersey office, Gracie's quota of silly answers was no higher than that of the average secretary when George Burns came along and convinced her that they should go into vaudeville together. 4 years later, George said, "Why don't we get married?" Gracie, in characteristic fashion, replied, "Who'd have us?" But in spite of that, George's civil question led to a civil ceremony. And now Gracie is not only Mrs. George Burns, she's the divine dunce of screen and radio, and was recently voted one of the best-dressed women in the world. Tonight's play, Dulce, is remarkable not only for its comedy, but because it was the first conspicuous success of George S. Kaufman and Mark Connelly as writers, and Lynn Fontaine as actress, as leading lady, Howard Lindsay as a director, and Elliot Nugent as an actor. Today, Mr. Lindsay is one of Paramount's ablest writers, Mr. Nugent a noted Hollywood director. But both of them become actors again as they join Burns and Allen in tonight's performance with two other film personalities who were in the original cast, Norma Lee, now Mrs. Nugent, and Wallace Clark. This evening, Gracie becomes Mrs. Dulcinea Smith, wife of that paragon of patience, Gordon Smith, played by George Burns. Mr. Nugent will be heard as William Parker, Mr. Clark as C. Roger Forbes, Norma Lee as Angela Forbes, and Mr. Lindsay as Vincent Leach. And now, we loosen the straitjackets and let the players out of their padded cells as the Lux Radio Theater presents George Burns and Gracie Allen in Dulce, featuring Elliot Nugent, Wallace Clark, Norma Lee, and Howard Lindsay. It's late afternoon of a midsummer day. On a road leading out of New York City, a small blue roadster weaves quickly through the heavy traffic. At the wheel is Gordon Smith, and beside him his brother-in-law, Bill Halloway. They're bound for Gordon's house in Westchester. As they reach the open road, the car swerves sharply, avoiding an accident by inches.
Hey, take it easy, will you, Gordon?
Sorry, I guess I'm in too much of a hurry.
I'll say you are. What's the big rush?
Oh, nothing. Just anxious to get home, that's all. I had a tough day at the office today.
Well, you'll have a tougher one if you pile up in a ditch. That's better. Well, how's the artificial jewelry business, if any?
Not so hot, Bill.
No? Anything new on the Forbes merger?
No, it's coming along. If the deal goes through, I'll get 16 2/3% of the combine.
Oh, do you think that's enough, Gordon, 16 2/3?
No, it isn't. But I'm up against it, and I've got to take what he gives me. Forbes is a tough customer.
That's hard luck.
Of course, I might be able to do something with him over the weekend. He's coming out to the house, too, you know. Your sister invited him.
Yeah, so she told me. Well, Dulcie always did like guests.
Yeah, I know.
Forbes is bringing his wife and daughter, isn't he?
I guess so.
I didn't know you knew them that well.
Well, I don't accept Forbes in a business way. Wasn't my idea until the little woman thought of it. You know how your sister is.
Oh, sure. When Dulcie makes up your mind that she wants to do something, you do it.
That's one of the reasons why I want to get home. If they get there ahead of us and Dulcie gets talking to them, well, anything can happen. And it always happens to me.
And if I know Dulcie, it'll be plenty. Step on it, Gordon.
Go ahead in, Bill.
Yeah, thanks.
Gee, it's good to get home. I guess they aren't here yet.
I beg pardon, sir.
Huh? Who are you?